Instruction regarding the publishing work. Elmshaven, St. Helena, California. November 26, 1902. I cannot sleep past 12 o'clock. I rise and begin writing in a diary that I find close at hand. The most discouraging burden is pressing me down as a cart beneath sheaves. I am in an agony of distress. I've been instructed that God's Holy Spirit has not been working upon the minds of the leading men in the Review and Herald office. The managers do not take time to talk with God. Therefore, they are not led and guided by justice, integrity, and the love of God. Unsanctified individuality has been displayed. How long will the Lord continue to bear with the perversity and unsanctified working of men who are not following a straightforward, upright course? Soon the Lord will cleanse the publishing house, as he cleansed the temple courts of their defilement. The longer men practice iniquity, the harder and more unimpressible their hearts become. God desired the Review and Herald office to be a training school, even as the schools of the prophets. But in this institution, unprincipled work has been done. Those entrusted with the stewardship of the Lord's goods have dealt as worldlings deal, and God has been dishonored. There are those who have advanced step by step in unrighteousness, notwithstanding that God has sent them continual warnings. They cared for none of these things. To be checked or interfered with caused hatred to spring up in their hearts against those who try to stop them in their course of selfishness and greed. They will gain nothing by their effort. The Lord will not prosper their transactions, but will bring them to naught. Thus saith the Lord, he that being often reproved hardeneth his heart shall suddenly be destroyed, and that without remedy. I have spoken by my servants, and they would not. I will now speak by my judgments, by purifying fires. And if they do not then repent, I will speak to them by still greater afflictions. If they will be true to principle, if they will represent Christ in character, if they will put away all fraud and all sharp practices, I will hear their prayer. But the prayers of evil workers will I not hear. I will come close to them in judgment. I will turn and overturn. In no case will those who lend themselves to selfishness see the kingdom of God, unless they repent, and that right early. In clear, distinct rays, light has been shining upon the people of God, but many have not been benefited. They have mingled with sacred things that which God detests. They have violated their baptismal vows. They have not kept their promise to come out from the world and be separate, and touch not the unclean thing. They have spoken words of deceit, swearing falsely. They have made idols of themselves. God declares, had they adhered steadfastly to my service, I should have cooperated with them, and my peace and grace should have been with them, while they served me with singleness of purpose. But they turned aside from my counsel, leaving undone the very work that they ought to have done. My work was made second. Means was spent to obtain facilities for the doing of commercial work. The time and talents of the workers were used in this work. But when it was done, what profit was it to the work of God? The commercial work that has been brought in has been corrupting in its influence, and has changed the whole atmosphere of the office. God designed that the institution should be a place where angels could preside, but men have defiled it. They have used strange fire instead of the sacred fire of God's kindling. Thus they have cooperated with the enemy of souls. God says, I cannot work with iniquitous plans. Your only hope now is to sow to yourselves in righteousness, that you may reap in mercy. Break up the fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord, until he come and rain righteousness upon you. Ye have ploughed wickedness, ye have reaped iniquity, ye have eaten the fruit of lies. Because thou didst trust in thy ways, in the multitude of thy mighty men. Hosea 10, verse 12 and 13. When Israel was a child, then I loved him, and called my son out of Egypt. I taught Ephraim also to go, taking them by their arms, but they knew not that I healed them. I drew them with the cords of a man, with bands of love, and I was to them as they that take off the yoke on their jaws, and I laid meat unto them. The sword shall abide in his cities, and shall consume his branches and devour them, because of their own counsels. And my people are bent to backsliding from me, though they called them to the Most High, none at all would exalt him. Hosea 11, verse 1, verse 1, 3, 4, 6, 7.